I've wanted to start a blog for over 8 years, perhaps even longer. But for some reason, in the back of my mind, it always felt risky and out of reach. When I ask myself, why is that? Why did it feel that way? I think part of me says it was fear of judgment, fear of reputational damage. And perhaps the biggest fear was simply being ignored, not feeling like my writing was worth listening to in the first place and having to reckon with that. I don't think I'm the only person afraid to face the possibility that the things I have to say and the things I think might be mediocre and trite. I think most of us feel, until proven otherwise, that this is likely the case. Even though, in our hearts, we feel like we have things to say, things that are worth listening to. Many of us say more than necessary to our friends and family just because we have this feeling of, hey, I have something to say. And the truth is that, yes, most of us do have something to say, and we should say it. We should put it out there. We should filter our thoughts, sure, so we aren't wasting other people's time. But we also shouldn't set the bar so high that we never say anything at all. I've now started writing and publishing my thoughts here on this website because I realized that the value of creating had become greater than the fear of what might happen if I did. The possibility that all those fears might come true no longer feels as bad as not trying at all, not getting my words out there in a place I can be proud of. What I have now is a newfound perspective. The value of creating is greater than whatever my fear was protecting, giving my words a home. One thing that helped push me over the edge was creating a website I'm proud of. A website that excites me and makes me feel like I have a unique home on the web. It's something that speaks to my soul, a place that represents who I am and what I value. Even if it's somewhat silly and overdone, it gives me confidence to know that my words have a home that helps bring them to life. With all the different components I've built for this website from scratch, I feel like the site has put some wind in my sails. There's just something special about having a website that is truly yours, one where you've put in that extra polish, whether that's through sounds, special fonts, a unique layout, or custom components. Having a place on the web that is truly your own gives you this feeling that your words are going to stand out, that they don't need to be as perfect as you originally thought, that maybe, with your fancy web design, you won't feel quite as mediocre as you're afraid you might be, keeping the bar low. The most important thing I've done for myself is keep the bar low. I'm not expecting my writing to be at some grandmaster level. This can just be a place where a unique person has unique things to say. Maybe I won't always say them in the perfect way, but I'll say them nonetheless. That lowers the bar enough for me to get started and begin building this skill, just like any other skill I've built in my life. Little by little, day by day, it gets better and better. So why don't more people do it? I think most people wish they could do this, and yet most people will not. Even though, when you really think about it, it's not that hard, especially in 2026. AI can help you get a website started in literally a day. If you want to get fancy with it, like I have, maybe a few days. But what really stops people from getting started? Well, in my opinion, it's many of the things I've already talked about. Fear of judgment, fear of reputational damage, maybe not identifying as a writer, or feeling as though you have no right to be a writer. There's the fear of failure, and potentially, even the fear of success. All of these things haunt us. And they're things we have to overcome if we want to put our words out there and have someone read them. The weird fear of success. It sounds crazy when you write it down, but for a lot of us, the fear of success, success that may never even come, is always somewhere behind us, looking over our shoulders. What happens if I do find success? Is writing going to take attention away from my other passions and the main focuses in my life, like software, building apps, and design? Am I going to feel pressure to continually produce interesting work, even when inspiration isn't there? Am I going to hit writer's block and no longer know what to say or why I'm even saying it? Maybe having a large audience will make me feel like my every thought is being watched and judged, putting me in some sort of strange fishbowl. Maybe I'll enter the realm of accomplished writers and meet people I feel are more articulate or more interesting than me. People who make me feel lesser and force me to deal with the possibility that they might truly be better than I am. These fears feel much more real than rejection or embarrassment. Because when rejection or embarrassment happens, most people eventually forget. And you can always pat yourself on the back and say, hey, at least I tried. They'll forget, so who cares? But when you find success, all of a sudden you have a whole new list of problems. Problems that may be much deeper and potentially scarier than failure itself.